The Supreme Court has yet to decide on another case heard earlier this year. At issue, whether the Pledge of Allegiance recited in public schools is unconstitutional because it includes the words, "under God." It's a case that has Marion Winnick redefining her religion.
Until recently, I wouldn't have called myself an atheist because it sounds more certain than I feel. But lately, I found the word agnostic is not strong enough to convey my opposition to the ripple effect of various people's belief in God. I am not just talking about terrorism in the name of Islam. These days, all religions make me nervous. Here at home, for example, the box office figures of The Passion of the Christ. If we leave now, I half joke to my Jewish friends, we'll be like the Goldsteins who got out of Germany in 29. Though I am Jewish by birth, I feel no more connection to the beliefs of Judaism or the acts committed in its name than I do any other religion. I couldn't even bring myself to re-embrace faith after I had kids, though I see why so many people do, and I know there are risks in raising children without religion, like the risk that their teenage rebellion will include joining one. If that doesn't happen, they'll be out of touch with America, where more than half their fellow citizens believe there really is a hell. They could hardly run for president, since photo ops at one's place of worship and copious references to God in one's speeches are things America requires of its leader. Lately, they seem to be the main thing required. If living in a Christian country meant that we do unto others as we would have them do unto us, that we turn the other cheek, that we don't throw the first stone, I would be for it. Though there are Christians whose lives embody these beliefs, on the whole, it doesn't seem to be the gist of our national religion. The argument made to the Supreme Court that the phrase "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance is divisive reflects a larger truth about God. God has been splitting people into fierce factions for a long time. At the end of the day, I can't raise my kids with faith because there is no faith in my heart. Some people think it's grace to be able to believe in something that cannot be proven. Maybe they're right. Maybe mine is an impoverished way to live. But though I may not have faith, I do have wonder. I still see things that hint at the presence of secrets I do not know. The appearance of butterflies, the taste of peaches, acts of generosity and kindness that have no component of self-interest. Such things do make it seem as if something out there takes a fond interest in us, not just as a species, but as individuals. Though other times, that something out there seems just as intent on our cruel destruction. This wonder doesn't lead me to faith. It stays right here at wonder. But wonder, I think, might be a gentler way to live.
Marion Winnick lives in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.